Good morning, church. Once again, it is good to see you here. You know, church is the one time of the week on Sundays when we can come together. We leave our houses. Our houses are, you know, our place of safety. But it's also nice to get out of there and come into a fresh environment. Sometimes it can get stale. And this past week, I had someone ask me, "How you doing?" I said, "Well, I feel like I got my head pushed under the water, so to speak, and, you know, struggling here a little bit." And, you know, when we come and we begin singing, we put our concerns aside, we lift up our praises to God, it is a wonderful thing to be able to praise God out of pain and sorrow and confusion sometimes. And also joy, to praise Him out of joy for what He's done in our lives. So let's stand. Let us open up in prayer here. Let's begin. Father, we thank you once again that we can just be here in church. And Father, once again now we're going to come to you in spirit and in truth and lift up our voices. So Father, we just thank you for meeting us here once again as we come straight to your throne room again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we did not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful? Share. Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden? Comfort with a load of care. Precious Savior, still our refuge. To the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. Christ our Lord. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and worship Him. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and worship Him. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and worship Him. the Lord. Worship Him, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord, He's coming soon. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord, He's coming soon. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord, He's coming soon. He's coming soon. Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and praise His name. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and praise His name. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and praise His holy name. Praise His name, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and worship Him. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and worship Him. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and worship Christ the Lord. Worship Him, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord, He's coming soon. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord, He's coming soon. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord, He's coming soon. He's coming soon, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
A pilgrim was I and a wandering. In the cold night of sin I did roam. When Jesus the kind shepherd found me, and now I am on my way home. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. He restores my soul when I'm weary. He giveth me strength day by day. He leads me beside the still waters. He guards me each step of the way. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. When I walk through the dark, lonesome valley, my Savior will walk with me there. And safely His great hand will lead me to the mansions He's gone to prepare. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms, I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Secure from all alarms, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Amen.
Those are comforting words, are they not?
Yes.
I told you that sometimes, you know, we have circumstances in our lives where we have a choice to say, am I going to lean back on God right now, or am I going to stand up on my own and fight it? But sometimes something hits us so hard that we have no choice and we just get thrown back. And isn't it comforting, like this song says, that God is there. He's got us. He has us. He supports us. What have I to dread here in verse 3? What have I to fear? Nothing. Circumstances mean nothing.
Amen.
They're troublesome. They're frightful, right, when we're dealing with them. But what have I to fear? Nothing.
That's right.
That leads us to our next song. The battle belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
In heavenly armor we'll enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord. No weapons that fashioned against us will stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. When the power of darkness comes in like a flood, the battle belongs to the Lord. He'll raise up a standard, the power of his blood. The battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. When your enemy presses and hard, do not fear. battle belongs to the Lord. Take courage, my friend, your redemption is near. The battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. Sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord.
Amen.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils His lovely face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, His covenant, His blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, He then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When He shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in Him be found, dressed in His righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion. Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return, and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return, and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads.
Amen. You'll find that in Isaiah 51.
Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice.
You're singing it like you mean it.
Amen.
We're singing hallelujah, hallelujah, praise and worship to the Lamb. We're singing hallelujah, 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 amen. We worship and adore you, bowing down before you, songs of praises singing, hallelujah's ringing, hallelujah, 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 amen. We're singing hallelujah, hallelujah, praise and worship to the Lamb. We're singing hallelujah, 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 amen. We worship and adore you, bowing down before you, songs of praises singing, hallelujah's ringing, hallelujah, 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 amen. We're singing hallelujah, hallelujah, praise and worship to the Lamb. We're singing hallelujah, 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 amen. We worship and adore you, bowing down before you, songs of praises singing, hallelujah's ringing, hallelujah.
We bless your name. It is a privilege to be back in the house of the Lord. It's a privilege and it's an honor to be in the house of the Lord. And Holy Spirit, have it your way. Your way. Come, Holy Spirit, I love you. Come, Holy Spirit, I pray. Come in your strength and your power. Come in your own gentle way. O Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us this morning. Fall afresh on us in such a mighty way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we want to bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in our mouth. We're not going to be affected by circumstances. We're not going to be affected by diseases or by any other negative things. We're not going to be affected, but we are going to praise the Lord. We are going to worship the Lord. We're going to magnify the Lord. We're going to sing praises unto His name. We're going to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. We're going to serve the Lord with gladness and come into His presence with singing and enter His gates with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Greater is He that is within us than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No weapons formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. God is so good. He's so good to us. We praise His holy name. Oh, He told us on Psalms 27:5. He said, in the time of trouble, I shall hide you in my pavilion. In the secret of my tabernacle shall I hide you. I will set you upon the rock. Hallelujah. I will set you upon the rock. Oh, praise His holy name. Oh Lord, what a security, what a confidence we have in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. And in Psalms 27:4 it says also, and that's what we say, Oh Lord our God, we want to, our desire is to worship you. Our desire is, O Lord, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our lives, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple, to visit His temple. Oh, what a wonderful day that will be to dwell in the house of the Lord, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. What a mighty God we serve. He says, call upon me and I will answer thee, and I will be with you in trouble, and I will deliver you, and I will honor you, and with long life will I satisfy you. Oh, in long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. Then do we have any complaint? Do we have any problem? All we need to do, call upon the name of the Lord and He will answer us and He will do great and mighty things that we knew not. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. I pray, O Lord, that you touch today every heart. You touch me. You touch everybody here. O Lord, I pray that you create in us a clean heart of God, a renewed right spirit within us. O Lord, we pray that you put a spark within us, that it will become a fire, and a fire that will be not quenched. Hallelujah. A fire that will spread and will transfer from person to person, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, let a something wonderful happen, Lord. Oh, let it be a breakthrough, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we don't want to be, oh, Lord, have a spiritual laziness. Oh, Lord, we want to be excited. Oh, Lord, we want to do the work of the Lord. Oh, praise your holy name. And we can do all things through Christ which strengthened us. Praise his holy name. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, he's there in the time of need. He's there in the time of trouble. All we need, call upon the name of the Lord. And we praise you and thank you, Lord, for opening doors. Oh, opening doors for us. Thank you for moving in such a mighty way in every heart, and let a revival start in each heart in this body of believers. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We don't want to be slothful, but we want to be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord and distributing to the necessities of the saints and given to hospitality, we pray, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for you care for us. You care for each and every person here. And you want us, you want to bring a revival. You want to do something wonderful to bring a new beginning in this body of believers. And all we need to do, ask. All we need to do, seek you with all our heart. Oh, and you will move and you will do great and mighty things. Praise the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for being our provider. Thank you for being the provider of this church. And we pray today for another miracle that will take place in the financial part of this ministry, we pray, Lord. Thank you for providing for exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, we pray, Lord, according to the power that works in us. And we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you have in store for this body of believers. Let us trust in you. Let us have confidence in you. Let us wait upon you, O Lord, and you will bring it to pass. Hallelujah. You will bring it to pass. Thank you, Father. Praise your holy name. O Lord, we pray today for this offering. Oh, thank you for touching every heart today. You said, he that soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. And he that sows bountifully shall also reap bountifully. So every person, as they purpose in their heart, let them give today. Not grudgingly, not of a necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. O Lord, don't speak only for this congregation, but we speak for the whole congregation throughout the world. Let the people give to the work of the Lord. Let them give with gladness, we pray, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is going to supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And you will never be able to outgive God. You will never outgive him. As you give, more will be coming. And more will be coming. And oh Lord, and we thank you that we serve a God that's faithful. And he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to give you all the praise and glory tonight, today, O Lord. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Well, today is July 17th. 2011. And I want to share some things with you today that I believe are very, very important. As we look upon our nation, I don't know if you understand this or not, but right now we are under a severe judgment and our nation is being destroyed. In California, we have enjoyed a fantastic winter, a fantastic summer where temperature is lower than normal. And we actually had to have some sweaters on from time to time in the mornings. But we're usually running about 100 degrees or so. And God's been extremely good to us in California. And because of God's goodness, the devil's people decided that they wanted to do something furthermore to simply irritate God and to defy him. And it is with shame that I have to say, being here, living here in California, that we now have a new law on the books that mandates that in public schools, the textbooks must include a teaching on the history of homosexuals, what they have done, and what they plan to do. Now, some people say, well, you know, that's not really anything new. I will tell you this. It's a watershed. It's a big shift. Because, you see, you and I that are here today, we have been shaped. The years we were in school, our education shaped us. And the generation that's going to be shaped in the future are going to be shaped with a teaching that homosexuality is just another lifestyle, and it's going to simply remove another barrier, and it's going to increase in crescendo. Currently, us in California, we don't feel the pain. But there's been a heat wave in the United States, unprecedented for 100 years. For 15 days, the temperature has been above 100 degrees in the Midwest, in the South, and even all the way up to Minnesota, and now going over into the eastern states. And this heat wave is of such a nature that many people have succumbed. And there's no relief in sight. They have at least another week of this very hot weather. I'd like to read to you from the book of Revelation, chapter 16, verse number 8 through 9. That's Revelation 16, 8 through 9. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which had power of these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. The heat we are seeing right now in the United States is a precursor. But as we look on our nation right now, I want to just bring a few things here. Right now we have a severe drought in Texas. Most of the harvest there is gone. That state is having a devastating drought. And it's going to be a shortage of food this winter. The Midwest and Louisiana are still recovering from the floods. And thousands of acres were destroyed in Louisiana, and other Mississippi, Missouri, and other states. The crops have been destroyed, are not there. And people are suffering. Fires are still burning in many more states. Fires burning in Florida. It's dry. It's burning. And yet pastors are not standing up and calling for repentance. Do you know that 10% of the American workforce is out of work? They tell us our unemployment rate is 9.2%, but it's much higher because probably 15% have simply dropped out. They can't find a job. They're not even looking anymore, and they're not counted. I want to tell you this. There's hunger in America today. We're looking at millions and millions of Americans out of work. No place to go. And the picture is not getting any prettier. Homosexual marriages are legalized in state after state, and there's no stopping. And I talked about California, how we have spearheaded to simply put homosexual teaching into our public schools. I believe it is time for people in California to simply say this. If this is the way the state is going to go, as Christians, we are pulling our children out, either homeschooling or Christian schools. But I believe if you are a parent and you send your child to public school next year, it is an abomination. Your child will be destroyed. How do I know that? We have done deliverances for years, and I have seen men and women come. They were destroyed in public schools, colleges, where they got the teaching that simply destroyed their faith in God. Now there's a one bright spot. The Republican governor, Rick Perry of Texas, and some other governors have called a giant prayer meeting, a day of prayer. And we hope that thousands will attend, if not tens of thousands. But you know what? The homosexuals can have their agenda. The movie lobby can have their agenda, the drug dealers and so on. Guess what? When leaders call for repentance seeking God, here comes the ACLU and all the other ungodly Jewish lobbying organization and saying, unconstitutional! Go to court, file lawsuits. You can't pray. You cannot seek God. I tell you what, when are the American people going to wake up and tell these foreigners that in the name of Jesus, shut your mouth. Practice your religion, we don't care. But don't mess with ours. Somebody needs to stand up. But you know, most preachers are just milquetoast. You say something like I said today, and you are called an anti-Semite. Funds are drying out. You told to apologize. But I tell you what, it's time to speak up. And I feel this. We should write to the Governor Perry of Texas and say, sir, we appreciate you. We stand behind you. You are a politician that we can admire. You might have some problems, but at least you're standing up for God, prayer, and country. That's more than anyone else would do. Now I want to tell you this. God is not mocked. In Galatians chapter 6, and I want to read that to you from Galatians, the 6th chapter. And you pick it up here in verse number 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall not the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall not the Spirit reap life everlasting. I'm sure the Governor Brown is not going to hear this little webcast here, this little clip. Right now he's busy with his wife having a little trip up in the Sierras, hiking. But I want to tell Governor Brown this, and his Democrats, I'm not going to use that word, buddies at the State House down here in Sacramento, when God began to shake California and bridges are collapsing, buildings falling down, people are being crushed. I want your brand to know this. You signed it. You asked for it. You worked for it. You earned it. Don't cry. God will send judgment on this state. We cannot escape. And all we can do is to ask God to protect our homes. The Christians, those of us. And he can protect us. We've seen places where there have been hurricanes. In the midst of devastation, one house is standing, untouched. And that's what we got to ask for. How long will it be before California will get hit? I don't know. But I do know it is coming. What can you do that are watching this little video clip right now? First of all, if you're a Christian, ask God if you are where you should be. If not, repent and seek him. Secondly, begin to talk to people about judgment. Begin to talk to them about we need to repent as a nation. Call pastors. Contact people. Do something before it is too late. If you're in the Midwest right now, you're just melting under that heat. Remember this. It's a judgment. And Christians and sinners alike, we have to face the judgment together. Will you repent? In this church here, in Resurrection Life of Jesus Church, we've asked God for forgiveness. And we're going to pray again today. Would you stand with me as we pray? And those of you watching us, our cyber members, would you stand in front of your computer, in front of your screen right now, and pray with me as we seek the Lord. My Heavenly Father, we come to you today, this July 17, 2011. And we, Father God, as a congregation, ask you to forgive us. Forgive us as a people, Father God, for sinning greatly, for allowing men and women to rise up in this country and bring in foreign religions and shove down our throats their faith while they tell us we cannot speak about Jesus and pray in the name of Jesus. Have mercy on America, Father God. And I pray today that preachers will wake up and begin to call for repentance, to seek your face. And we ask for mercy, Lord. We deserve judgment, but we ask for mercy. And this I ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. We're going to have our prayer time, so I got just a few requests here, but I'm going to read. What's going on behind the scenes this last week does not bode well for the future. The squabbling between the Democrats and Republicans over the national debt and the need to raise the debt ceiling so that more money can be borrowed could come down to the wire with no agreement. If that is the case, there could be a financial upheaval. Now, we have seen the demonstration in Greece as the nation is teetering on bankruptcy, and if things get too far out of control, we could see riots in the streets in the U.S. Now, Obama threatening to withhold Social Security checks, Medicare checks, checks to the military, and if they do that to disrupt it, it will cause a tremendous upheaval. If we do default on our debt, which I think we should just cancel, what will happen is that the interest rates overnight will go up. So interest rates, for example, on the credit card could go up to 25 to 30% overnight, which means enormous payments. If you have mortgages that are adjustable, the mortgage rate could go sky high, which simply will mean this, that our economy will be simply put in a tailspin. Now, the people in charge of this stuff know this. So money was flowing into the commodity market last week. Platinum and gold are at peak levels. They are as high, I have never seen that high. The price of oil was driven up $1.04 per barrel and ended up at $97.24 a barrel. If the world government does not get the debt ceiling increased, they might punish the American people by creating a financial meltdown to bring America to its knees. Now, we might be snug here today. We're nice in California. Temperature is just right and so on. But let me tell you this. We are facing a possible crisis. If that takes place, we could have a disruption that we have never seen in this country before. With banks closed, finances out of totally in chaos. And I tell you what, the stores only have food for about 3 days. In every city, the stores only have food for 3 days' supplies. If they be rioting, the food be gone in no time at all. Where are you going to get the water from? Your food. We need to pray. Because we are at the shake that this could also be part of the judgment from God on us. We got this letter here from a woman up in Sister in Christ. Her name is Marlene. She lives up in Chico. She wrote, "Thank you so much for sending me book 3 of the Kabbalah and for praying for my daughter. I have another request for prayer. My husband Art is having a blossom treatment, which I don't know what it is, done of his heart on Wednesday, August the 3rd at 7:30 a.m. Pray that the Holy Spirit will run everything and also protect him, Art, from the danger. There's always a small chance of death in the heart thing. We are both Christians and have faith that the Lord will pull him through, that he will be much better than before. I sent this request early so you have time to include it. Thank you so much, and God bless Marlene." So we're going to pray for her. Then I'm going to read this report. This is a report of my financial situation on ministry. During the week of July 11th through the 16th, enough money came in to finish the lease payment on a church facility for the month of June. We have paid up for the month of June now. Enough money came in to pay the mortgage payment on the production center for the month of July, and some of the most critical bills were paid. There was no money left to start paying back taxes on some critical bills, which must be paid this coming week, electricity and telephone bills. Salary is also needed for myself. The good news is that more people outside the church, our cyber members, are sending in gifts to the ministry, and some have begun to send in a tithe. Pray that God will bless people so you have more money to give. So if you're watching us today, you're a cyber member. If you haven't given in the month of July, will you consider doing so today? And maybe go onto our website and have a donation. We appreciate that. So I'm going to ask the people that are in prayer, come up with me here. And the rest of you, if you will stand with us as we go to God in prayer.
Father God, we lift up this man, Art, to you, and we know that he's going to go into surgery. And we thank you, Father God, for guiding the surgeon, the anesthesiologist, everybody involved. He will come out stronger than ever, Lord. And we just praise your name for that, and also that you give peace to his wife. And Lord, let him become grounded and settled in the Word and know what the Bible says, Lord, and become evangelists. And we thank you for that also, Lord. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, I come to you this morning, Lord God, pleading the case of America over the situation with the Republicans and the Democrats that can't seem to come together over the issues of the debt ceiling, Lord God. Lord, you know what is best for this country, and you know what people have to do. And Lord, I just, I'm at a place in my heart, Lord God, that I believe America and everybody in it needs to repent and turn their eyes on Jesus. And if the people don't do that, Lord, let the hammer come down on America for the sin that is going on in America. And that's with right on down with the gay and lesbians and the new laws in California and the people that do not want to repent in America. So, Lord, I know and I trust that you're going to take care of me. And you're going to take care of Christians that are walking with you, Lord God. And I don't know about the rest of this world and the rest of this country. But, Lord, I'm keeping my eyes on Jesus. And that's where I'm going to stay. And let things fall where they will. And that's the kind of prayer that I have to pray over these situations today, Lord God. And I just love you with all my heart and know that I'm going to get a closer walk with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, I lift up to you that the Indian church, Lord, that they are in a crisis. They're friends of ours. And Lord, we put them at your altar. And we pray, Heavenly Father, you use them in such a mighty way, O Lord. And we pray, O Lord, for mercy and grace in this time of need. That the division will go, the strife will go. And, O Lord, let it be a reorganization in the name of Jesus. That let the Spirit of God lead them mightily, bring conviction in their hearts, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And let the miracle take place, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. That's all we know how to pray, O Lord. But you know the answer, you know the solution. And we put them in your hands and pray that in Jesus' precious and mighty name. Amen.
Father God, we come before you boldly to the throne of grace to ask forgiveness for our sins, to ask you to forgive us, Lord, and bless us. But Father, we come humbly to ask you for the money that we need to continue on this ministry. And Father, I just put it up to you, Lord, that we know you want this ministry to continue, that we know. Because it is true to you, and it is being preached, the word is being preached honestly and fair. And we are reaching out to others, Lord God. So there is a need for this ministry. Father, we need the funds to run the ministry. We need the rent paid, the utilities paid. We need the salary for John and Charles, and that those little children will be fed. There are so many things, Lord, that, and we don't need a whole lot of money, but we do need enough to cover the expenses. So, Father, we ask you humbly, but boldly, because you have told us to, and we trust in you, and you're the one that provides. You're the only one. You are our provider. And you say what we get and what we don't get, Lord. And so I ask you to stir up your people to speak to those who are faithful to you and help those who you brought into this ministry to help it, Lord God, to help it continue. And so we thank you in advance for what we know you are going to fulfill in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord God, and thank you. Praise you, Lord God. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to lift up John Prentice unto you again in Sweden. We thank you, Father God, that he had another great week behind him, that, Lord, you have given him relief. And that, Father God, he is now able to enjoy life, Father God. We thank you for that, what you have delivered him from so far. And we thank you, Father God, that you will also bring him a job. He wants to go to work, Lord. He really wants it, Lord. And we ask you, despite the economy, that you will give him a good job, Lord. He wants to make money so he can fly here, Father God, and be delivered. And we thank you that prayer should be answered. We also lift up Eric in Sweden right now, Father, as he is there, that you would minister to him, sustain him, and help him, Father God, in all the things he has to do there to get legal custody of his children. And we thank you for that. And Father God, we just lift up Tim to you right now from Colorado, that's going to come here next week for deliverance. The Father God, to give him a safe journey, that you will anoint us here, Father God, that there will be a tremendous deliverance of this man that has suffered so many years, Father God, that he'll be able to fly back to Colorado, a changed man, praising you and free at last. And we thank you, Father God, for hearing these prayers and every other prayer that was spoken here. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated.
Okay, we're going to take a couple minutes for testimonies. Anyone's got a testimony this morning? There you are. Come on, Jason.
Well, I thank the Lord for being here today and for his goodness and his mercy. And I had the opportunity yesterday to go through deliverance. Praise the Lord. And this last week, it's been a hard week, but yet the Lord had showed me every day that there was going to be victory. Songs came to me. It was just, I had an experience Tuesday. You know, I was just having a hard time. And somebody from the Stockton area, he goes to church in Stockton. He's one of the elders there. He gave me a call, and, you know, he plays piano and stuff like that. So I've met him. We, you know, showed him how I play and everything. And he gave me, he told me, he goes, well, he goes, I just want to bug you and see how you are this week. I was like, well, I was like, oh, I'm doing okay, you know. And so he goes, well, he goes, I had these two convicting choruses, or these two chastisement choruses that came to mind. So I was like, okay, you know. I was like, well, you know, I'm always up to hear, you know, Christian music, you know, how does it go? And in the song, it talked about a future glorious, a future so bright. And I was, that just touched my heart. And I told him, I was like, you have no idea how much that touches me, because I've been having a hard week this week. And so he goes, well, you know, that's great, you know. And so, and then on Saturday, after the deliverance was over, I could have ran a mile. I could have run through a troop and jumped over walls and everything. And I had a song come, and I was just walking around, you know, on pastor's property, and just kind of walking around, and all of a sudden I started singing. I started singing a song I had never heard before in my life, and it was beautiful. I mean, I didn't want to go to sleep or anything. I mean, I was just like, I want to do your will, God. It's like, I can think clear. I'm in control. I'm at the wheel. So that was my experience. I thank the Lord for his goodness and his mercy. I thank the Lord for this ministry also, that the power of the Lord, that the power of the Holy Spirit is here too. So.
That's great testimony. Okay, any more testimonies this morning? Okay, I'm going to close. Father God, thank you for this day, for the things that you're doing in the lives of people, Lord. We thank you for that. We thank you, Father, that this ministry is flourishing. It is doing what it has been appointed to do, Lord. So we thank you for that. We thank you for safety for everyone on the road out there as it gets a little crazy. And we just thank you for meeting the needs. Thank you for wisdom and knowledge on how to act, how to prepare, what to do. So we thank you for that coming supernaturally. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. Your joy may be full, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. That your joy may be full, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full.